感谢主，我们有这样的权柄来到神的殿中来敬拜他。
Praise the Lord to give us such privilege to come to worship Him.
是觉得基督徒有这么大的权柄，可以来到神的面前，是何等的荣耀。
It's our honor to come to the Lord with such a privilege.
当我还没有信主的时候，我觉得这些基督徒礼拜天天气这么好，不到外面玩，而是在大家坐在一起来敬拜那一位看不见摸不着的神，实在太亏。
Before I became a Christian, when I saw other Christians to go to church on a sunny day to worship God in the church, I thought they were very strange.
但是当我信主之后，我觉得那些人不来到那位创造宇宙万物的神的面前，实在太亏。
So after I became a Christian, I saw the opposite way. I felt the people who could not come to worship God, who created heaven and earth, was such a it's a loss for them.
所以看你怎么看了。
So depends how you look at this.
我们今天来看这一段经文，是在哥林多后书第五章十七节到二十节。
Today we're going to look at the scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
如果你看英文圣经的话，我这个地方没有放的英文在上面，下面我就有。但是现在呢，你把你的英文圣经 ，Turn your Bible, 2 Corinthians 5:17-21.
17-21.
我们一起来读这段圣经。
在
基督里，他就是新造的人，
旧事已过，都变成新的了，一切都是出于神。
他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分
赐给我们。
这就是神在基督里
叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归在他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借着我们劝你们一样，我们替基督求你们与神和好。神是大无罪的，替我们成无罪，好叫我们在他们里面成为神的义。
我们大家低头做个祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
谢谢你。
Thank you.
谢谢你赐给我们话语。
Thank you for your word.
让我们知道你是谁。
So we know who you are.
让我们知道你要我们怎么样行。
So we know how we should act.
主啊，你的话语已经打开。
Lord, your word is open.
祈求你的灵打开我们的心。
May your Holy Spirit open our heart.
祈求你赐给我们智慧，让我们理解你的话语。
May you give us wisdom so we can understand your word.
祈求你赐给我们顺服的灵，让我们按照你的话语去行。
Please grant us obedient heart so we can obey.
主啊，祈求你带领我们。
Lord, please guide us.
这样祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.我们一起来思想这段话语。
Let's ponder upon this.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
新在哪儿？
So where's the newness?
什么过去了？
What's passed away?
什么再来了？
What has come?
好像很多人都是信与不信好像没什么差别。
To some people, maybe believe or unbelieve doesn't make a difference.
几年前我在四川大学做一个报告。
A few years ago, I was giving a report in 四川 University.
在报告之后，然后一个教授带我去吃晚饭。
After presentation, I went to dinner with a professor.
他是研究道教的。
He studied Taoism.
然后我们吃晚饭的路上，他就问我这么一个问题。
On the way to the dinner, he asked me a question.
他说，在你的宗教信仰当中， 你得到的最大的好处是什么？
He asked me, in your religious belief, what's the best, the greatest benefit you got out of it?
因为他是不信道教，但是研究道教。
He did not believe in Taoism, but he was studying it.
我呢，不光是讲基督教，我还信他。
And for me, I'm not only talk about Christianity, also I believed in God.
所以他就知道我跟他之间有差别。
And he knew there was a difference.
他就问我，你信，那么你得到的最大好处是什么？
So he asked me, since you believe, what's the best benefit?
我现在用这样的问题问在座的弟兄姐妹，你得到的最大的好处是什么？
So I want to ask the same question of each one of you. What's the greatest benefit you have got?
举个手回答回答。
Can you?
永生平安喜乐，还有。耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ, eternal life.
还有没有？
What else?
你得救了，你呢？医生说好了，感谢主。还有没有
？Who else?
我回答的，你们当中没有一个人回答了。
The way I answer was different from yours.
所以我太太常常说我是怪的。
So my wife often said I was kind of strange.
我对一个研究宗教的人，我在他面前说我信耶稣最大的好处。是自由。
I told him because he was studying some form of religion, so I said the best, the greatest benefit I got was freedom.
他就认为很奇怪。
He thought it was very strange.
为什么呢
？Why?
宗教意味着什么
？He thought, what do you think religion means?
宗教 religion 原意叫捆绑。
The original meaning of religion is being bondage.
叫捆绑。
So it's a bondage.
而这一个信宗教的人叫他得到自由。
So he thought this person who believes in the religion said he had freedom.
所以他就一想，我不懂，你解释给我听听。
So he said, I don't understand. Please explain.
我就给解释给他听。
So I explained to him.
我说一个人至少有三个捆绑。
I said one person at least has three bondages.
我这个人走了这么一段历史，我有历史的捆绑。
So since I have lived on this earth for a period of time, so I have a history.
不要走，那个 slides 还回到刚才十七节，我讲的比较慢。因为我有一段历史，我的过去有的事情我做的，哎，李万斌做的，我可以趾高气扬。
Since I have history, so that I can be proud of some things I did in the past.
但是有的事情我就不想跟别人分享。
And there are things I don't want people to know.
即使我脑子里知道我做过这样的事情，但是。最好我不跟别人讲。
Even though I knew what I did, but I would not like to let other people know.
我有历史的包袱。
So I have the bondage of history.
我有历史的捆绑。
I have the bondage from history.
我今天，我工作，我做实验，我有老板，我很忙。
Today I work and I do experiments and I have a boss.
我最怕的是老板一不高兴就解雇。
So I'll be afraid if I upset my boss because he
might
fight me. 人
有现在的捆绑。
So we have the bondage of present, the current time.
我今后往哪儿去
？Where do I go in the future?
特别是我死了之后，究竟去哪儿
？Where do I go after I die?
所以那有未来的捆绑。
So that's the bondage of the future.
你知道，我信了耶稣。
After I become a Christian,
上帝的儿子耶稣基督已经把我过去的污秽全洗干净了。
The Son of God, Jesus Christ, washed away all my past.
我没有过去的历史的捆绑。
So I do not have a bondage from the past.
我今天做了传道人。
Today I become a minister of the gospel.
嘿，我什么？我就是很不，我不怕的就是什么呢？要福音的人非常非常的多。
I was not afraid of not having a job because there are many people who need the gospel.
所以我不担心失业的问题。
So I'm not afraid of unemployment.
所以我没有现在的捆绑。
So I do not have the bondage of presence.
要吃要喝，我是期盼天上掉馅饼。
So for what to eat, what to drink, I'm waiting for a pie from the sky.
所以我只要好好做工作，只要神怜悯，我就求他把吃把喝把我要用的降给我。
Only if I work hard and I will just, God will provide what we need.
感谢主，主耶稣使我与神和好，我今后的问题解决了。
Thank to the Lord because He let me be reconciled with God, so I do not need to worry about future.
你看我这个人。没有过去的捆绑，没有现在的捆绑，也没有未来的捆绑，我就好好的做人，做一个自由的人。
Since I'm free from all the bondages from the past, from the present, and from future, so I can be a free man.
所以今天我要问在座的一个问题：今天你是不是自由的人
？So I'm asking each one of you, are you free today?
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
你是不是新造的人？
Are you a new creation?
你说我已经信耶稣了。
You may say I'm already believing God.
可能你是礼拜五去查经班，礼拜六去一个家庭团契，礼拜天来崇拜。
Maybe you.Go to a Bible study on Friday and go to a family fellowship on Saturday and come to worship on Sunday.
礼拜一到礼拜五上班的时候，最好不要让别人知道我是基督徒，免得羞辱主名。
And from Monday through Friday, you may not want other people to know you are a Christian because you don't want to shame the name of God.
你是周末的基督徒还是全时间的基督徒？
Are you a weekend Christian or a full-time Christian?
思想一下。
Think about it.
对不起，李万斌有点太过苛刻。
Maybe I'm too harsh.
但是真正是一个信耶稣的人，他是从里到外全新的。
A true Christian is new from inside out.
我们来看下一个。我们做了基督徒，我们是基督的门徒。
As a Christian, we're disciples of Christ.
我们看神的话语，一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。
So all this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
刚才十七节讲我们是谁。
So verse 17 talked about who we are.
十八节说这个恩典是从哪儿来的。
And verse 18 tells us where the grace comes from.
看看十九节呢。
Let's look at verse 19.
这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。
That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting man's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation.
将这和好的道理托付了我们。
So he has committed to us the message of reconciliation.
把这个职分，这是我们的责任，他已经交给我们了。
That's the responsibilities he has given to us.
下一章，我们再继续看下去。第二十节，所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与上帝和好。
We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
神是那无罪的，替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
十八节、十九节是面对基督徒讲的。
So verse 18-19 was spoken to Christians.
再看看二十节，转个一个方向，又对没有信的人讲话。
Verse 20 is spoken to unbelievers.
你看这他怎么讲呢？他转过来对没有信的人讲，我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般。
So speaking,
我们替基督求你们与上帝和好。
So speaking to, it's like we Christians speaking to non-Christians. We are Christ's ambassadors, and Christ has given us this responsibility to persuade our friends and to be reconciled to God.
刚才有位弟兄讲，他得到的最大好处是与神和好，我是特别欣赏。
One brother answered when that my question, the greatest benefit was to be reconciled to God.
你知道，我们到神的面前，我们与神的关系和好了，我们的永生就不成为问题了。
When we are reconciled to God, when we have a good relationship with God, the other things like eternal life will not be a problem.
对于没有信的人来说，一个最大的问题就是看神就是看不惯。
For a lot of unbelievers, the biggest problem is they have problems with God.
如果有神，为什么神这样做事？
If there's God, why does God do things like that?
为有神的话，为什么那一个人他这么虔诚的基督徒，他还会得癌症呢？
If there's God, why a pious Christian will suffer from cancer?
所以我们常常就把指头指出去，神，你为什么这么做？神，你为什么这么做？
So we often point our fingers, ask God, why do you do this? Why do you do that?
所以我们好像我们比神更聪明一点。如果你那个位置我来做的话，我肯定会做得比你好。
So we were thinking we were wiser to God, and we were talking to God, maybe if I was God, I would do better.
关键的问题，我们的智慧没有到那一步，我们不理解神为什么这么做。
The key problem is our knowledge and our wisdom is not to the point that we can understand why God do things like that.
对于没信的人来说，我今天就用这一句话跟你们讲。
To those who are not Christians today,
我们替基督求你们与神和好。
I want to see you to you. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
对已经信的人来说。
To us Christians,
问这样一个问题，
I want to ask you a question.
你是不是真正与神和好了？
I want to ask you, are you reconciled with God?
你说，我神已经接纳我了，感谢主。
You may answer, God has accepted me.
你接纳神没有？
But I'll ask you, have you accepted God?
神是接纳你了，他的儿子耶稣基督来到这个世界，为你的罪而死，死在十字架上。
God has accepted you because His Son came to the world, died on the cross for us.
他无条件的，无条件的接纳了你我他。
He accepts each one of us.Unconditionally.
但是我们常常不接纳神呢。
But we oftentimes we do not accept him.
与神和好是双向的。
Reconciliation is a two-way.
上帝接纳你我。
God accepts you and me.
你我要接纳上帝呀。
You and me need to accept God.
我们接纳了吗？是不是样样上帝做的事儿你都高兴呢？
Are you pleased with everything God does?
是不是我们常常还在责备上帝呢？
Do we often blame God?
上帝啊，你看我邻居的房子这么大，为什么我的房子这么小啊？
You may say, Lord, how come my neighbor's house is much bigger than mine?
我们邻居的儿子这么聪明，我的就为什么没有这么好呢？
How come my neighbor's son is smarter than mine?
我们是不是接纳上帝了？
Have we accept God?
但这是一个挑战。
This is a challenge.
顺服的功课是我们每一个人都要学习的。
The lesson of obedience is a lesson we have to learn.
对。你要学习，我要学习，他们都要学习。
We all need to learn, you, me, each one of us.
做
了
这面的不用学习了。
Maybe the people on this side do not need to learn.
要不要？
Do you need to learn?
要啊，哦，感谢主。我们都要学习。
We all need to learn.
实在是，我们人生确实是有很多的挑战。
We have many challenges in our life.
我是觉得神呼召我接纳了我之后，我觉得挑战更大了。
After God called me and asked He accept me, I felt the challenges are bigger.
我当初信耶稣的时候，其实我在最早追求耶稣的时候，我不是要耶稣的。
At the beginning of my seeking for God, I was not actually wanting God.
我开始的时候我是觉得哇，那些人教会讲的东西劝人为善蛮不错，我们周围是需要更多的善人的。
I was thinking when all the messages I heard from church was good because they want people to be good, to be kind. We need a lot of nice good people in this world.
因为当初我觉得我本人不错，所以
At that time, I thought I was a good man.
所以别人再好一点就更好了。
So I was hoping the other people would be better.
但是当我有一天认识到我自己的污秽的时候，我才发现不只是别人需要耶稣，我需要啊。
So until one day I realized my sins and how sinful I was, I realized not only other people needed God, I needed God too.
特别是知识分子在追求信仰的过程当中，往往是头脑成为一个很大的障碍。
Especially for intellectuals, our mind often become our barriers.
但是其实信耶稣最大的障碍不是头脑的障碍。
The biggest barrier to believing God is not our mind.
而是心里的障碍。
Is our heart.
而信了耶稣之后还是这样的。
Even after we believe in God, we still have the same barriers.
常常是我们读了很多圣经的时候，我们发现圣经讲了很多的道理，我们的邻居都很需要。
And oftentimes after we have read the Bible many times, and we felt our neighbors really need all those.
特别是听到的时候就想到，哎呀，我太太如果在这儿听那就好了，或者我先生在这儿就好了。
especially when we are listening to sermons, we wish I wish my husband or my wife was here to listen.
所以听到常常为别人听。
So we often listen the messages for other people.
没有进到心里去。
And the sermons did not come to go to in our heart.
感谢主，虽然我们不好，神还要我们。
We thank the Lord, although we are sinful, He still accepts us.
你说这不是恩典是什么？
So what do you think that this is a grace?
真正是完完全全的恩典。
It's really complete God's grace.
神呼召我出来，不只是要我去天堂。
God called me out not just to be, go to heaven.
神让我今天活着，是要用我来见证他的荣耀。
God let me live today. He wants me to witness His glory.
他要我什么呢？
What does he want us to do?
他要我的不只是我嘴巴讲我敬拜他，我礼拜天来我敬拜他，他就高兴了。
He does not only want me to come to worship him with my mouth.
他要我这个人。
He wants my whole self.
他要你这个人。
He wants complete.
他要你的心。
He wants your heart.
不只是说你脚走到来教堂。
Not only just come to church,
心来敬拜他。
Your heart need to come to worship him.
所以，我信主的时候花了十年的时间。
It took me 10 years to become a Christian.
十年的时间跳过了圣经的第一句话。
And it took me 10 years to just go over the first sentence of the Bible.
我在出国之前，别人就说你要出国啊，你要看看圣经。
Before I came to the U.S., my friend told me to read the Bible.
他说，如果你不读圣经，你就不能够了解你周围的人，不能够了解你周围的文化。
He said, if you did not read the Bible, you would not know the culture, the people around you.
我说，圣经就是什么东西，让我看看呢。
So I was curious. I started to look for a Bible.
拿了一本圣经跟我一看，我读到第一句话，我就决定这本书不是我要的。
So when I opened the Bible and read the first sentence, I decided this is not for me.
第一句话是什么？
What's the first sentence of the Bible?
我们一起来背一下。起初，神创造天地。你说。我是学地质学的。
In the beginning, God created heaven's earth. You know, I was a geologist.
地质学的第一门课，大学你进大学的第一门课就叫 Geology 101，地质学101就讲天地是怎么来的。
So the first class I took was Geology 101, and it talked about how the heavens and earth were created.
我们有很多科学的理论来解释。
I had a lot of scientific theory to explain.
所以你要让我相信圣经的第一句话就很难了。
So it was very hard for me to believe the first sentence in the Bible.
我花了十年以上的时间，第一句话才跳过去啊。
So it took me 10 years to just finished over the first sentence.
最后我是怎么跳过去呢？我发现我就是这么笨，笨得以至于没有上帝，我完全不能理解他。
So I just, because I realized I was so foolish without him, I could not understand him.
注意啊，你们不要笑，不只是李文斌笨，我当初认识到的就是整个人类都笨。
So do not laugh, not just me. Being foolish, I realized the whole human race is foolish.
当我认识到整个人类都笨的时候，我才发现我要找答案，不是在地上找，要到天上去找。
When I realized the humankind is all as foolish as I was, I realized I could not find my answers on earth. I had to look for my answers in heaven.
As foolish as I was, maybe some people are smarter than me, but I still cannot find that answer from them. Okay, sorry. 因为有些人确实比我聪明，但是我要从他们当中找到属灵的答案，我还是没有门的。
So I could not find my spiritual answers from other people.
我得停下来，慢下来，不然的话我就没法讲完了。好，下一章。神呼召我出来是要侍奉他。
God called me to serve him.
我们做基督的使者，就好像上帝借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与上帝和好。
So we're therefore, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
这句话就成为我的事工的方向。
So this Bible verse becomes the direction of my ministry.
我们替基督求你们与上帝和好。
We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
你上帝呼召我出来侍奉。我给你换个位置好了，让我可以指给他看。下一个，我们知道我们中华民族一直都是一个拜偶像的民族。
You know, our Chinese culture is a culture of idol worship.
不只是原来拜，现在仍然拜。
They worship idols in the past and also right now.
这个是大概两年以前我在武侯祠拍的一张。
So a picture I was taking in China.
或者我用这个。我这儿可以控制。这个大概你看不见啊，那个光太强了。刚才那张这个呀也是摆这个五星级宾馆里头放的这个菩萨，然后放的苹果啊，在这你看。
This is a picture I took in the five-star hotel in China.
我们文化大革命当中拜毛主席。
During the Cultural Revolution, we worshipped Mao.
现在呢，毛主席成为众偶像之一。
Now, Chairman Mao became one of the idols among all others.
这不是我放的啊。
I did not put that there.
这是我在天坛那个地方，他们卖偶像的地方，然后他的摊位上我照的。
This is a vendor's booth table.In heaven,
据说在湖南韶山村毛主席的故居前面还有个铜像，在铜像前面是可以烧香的。
I was told in Hunan, 韶山 Chairman Mao's hometown where there was his statue, you could burn incense in front of the statue.
你们在国内坐那个出租汽车的时候，你们看到有些出租汽车司机啊是挂了毛主席像，说是要辟邪的。
If you took a taxi in China, you see some taxi drivers would have Mao's statue in their taxi and say there was to drive away evil spirit.
不信神的人不是什么都不信，是什么都信的。
For people who do not believe in God, they believe in everything.
神呼召我出来，后来我就。经过了很多的挣扎。
After I started full-time ministry, I went through a lot of struggles.
然后我这个神呼召我出来的时候，我这本书还没读完。
When I answered God's call, I had not finished reading my Bible.
你知道我是94年12月28号信主。
I accepted the Lord on December 28th of 1994.
一年之后，神就呼召我放弃工作，全时间侍奉。
One year after, God called me to full-time ministry to give my job.
那个时候，我就问神，你是不是搞错了
？At that time, I said, God, did you make a mistake?
或者是我说，是不是神既然不会犯错误的话，那是不是神呼召我呀？
If God did not make a mistake, was it God who called me?
所以我就在那儿挣扎。
So I was trying to figure out.
我挣扎了半年的时间。
I struggled for half a year.
我问神，是不是你呼召我？
I asked God, did you call me?
后来他说是。
I heard his answer. He said yes.
既然是神呼召我。我就有点怕了。
If God really called me, I was kind of scared.
我出来侍奉，我先跟你说，我出来侍奉不是我愿意的。
I have to tell you, I did not willingly come out to answer his.
我是害怕我才出来。
I was scared. That's why he answered.
真的，我是害怕我才出来。所以我挣扎了半年，最后我说，神，既然是你呼召的话，我愿意。
So I told him, and if it was you, God, I would be willing to serve you.
那个时候我就跟他 bargain 了。
So I started to bargain with God.
所以如果你呼召的话，你是全能的神，那么我们家吃喝就你解决了。
So, God, if you called me, since you are Almighty God, so you will provide what we need.
你要我放弃工作，可以呀。那你就给我太太一个工作咯。
So I said, if you ask me to give up my job, then you give my wife a job.
你知道神怜悯人啊。
You know, God is very merciful.
我没有信心啊。
I did not have faith.
但是神，我跟他说，给我太太一个工作，两个礼拜之内，就给我太太一个工作。
I asked God for a job for my wife within 2 weeks.God gave my wife a job.
我当初是在 Illinois, 在 University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign.
At that time, I was at University of Illinois.
那个时候神呼召我出来侍奉的时候，后来我去唐崇荣神学院去进修，四个礼拜。
After God called me to full-time ministry, I went to Stephen Chang's Summer Institute to study for 4 weeks.
你在那个地方，神再一次印证他呼召我。
At the institute, God reconfirmed His calling.
在那个地方，我就求神，你给我太太一个工作。
I prayed to God for a job for my wife.
当时我太太那个博士的那个 preliminary 刚答辩通过。
At that time, my wife just passed his preliminary.
所以还没有写论文。
And she had not started to write her dissertation.
好多人毕业之后找工作还花很多时间，很长时间。
A lot of people took a lot of time to find a job.
但是等我从唐崇荣神学院回来说，我们准备搬家走了。
So after I came back from the institute, we were ready to move.
所以神很怜悯。
God was very merciful.
神要我传福音给知识分子。
God gave me the burden to spread the gospel among the intellectuals.
当然跟知识分子传福音是很头疼的。
It's a very big challenge to share the gospel with people.
好多人就跟我一样。
A lot of people were like me.
顽固透顶。
They were very stubborn.
唐崇荣牧师说这叫报应。我原来常常问别人问题。
I often challenge other people.Before I became a Christian,
神在哪儿？指给我看看。
I asked other Christians, "Where's God?"
真有神吗？证明给我看看。
If there's God, prove to me.
你看，你又不能指给我看神在哪儿。
If you cannot point me to God, you cannot prove.
我的感官也不能让我信服。
So my senses cannot convince me.
你又不能证明给我看，让我的理性顺服。
And you could not prove to me, so my reasoning could.
然后你说我要信你所信的。
So you told me I need to believe what you believe.
我怎么知道你是对的？
So how could I know you're right?
你知道我是搞科学的啊。
You know I studied science.
搞科学的要有认真的态度，不是信迷信呐。
So as a scientist, you have to have a scientific attitude. You cannot believe in superstition.
所以后来这些问题就回到我的面前了。
So all these questions came back to me when I became a minister of gospel.
后来呢，就是原来我没回答的问题，后来到我的面前的时候，我要想办法回答别人啦。
The questions I did not get answers, now I had to find answers to those.
所以有些问题我就得从零开始。
So I had to look at those questions from the beginning.
所以有的时候我就得思考了。
So I had to think.
原来是站在一边的反对基督教。现在呢，是站到另一边来捍卫基督教。
At the first I was on one side to attack Christianity. Now I'm on the side to defend.
你知道要捍卫基督教也不容易啊。
No, it's not easy to defend Christianity.
我原来说别人笨。
I thought other people was not smart.
所以现在我也不希望别人说我笨呐。
So now I do not want other people to say I was.
所以有的时候就很困难。
So it's a challenge.
要做基督徒又要做聪明人很难的。
To be a Christian, also to be a smart Christian is not easy.
所以有的时候跟这些知识分子传福音的时候，我就挑战他们。
So I often challenge those intellectuals.
我不能得到答案，我就常常挑战他们，让他们给我提供答案。
Sometimes when I don't not have the answers, I challenge them to give me the answers.
你知道我开的这个教会是在四年以前开始，在温森塞勒姆开始一个教会，旁边是一个 medical research center。
I started the church as 4 years ago in Winston-Salem.
我自己不是学医的，我要向学医的人传福音。
I did not study medicine, but I had to share the gospel with people who studied medicine.
我自己不是搞基因的，我说你们搞基因的人，你看看这基因研究已经证明上帝存在，对不对？
I did not study genetics, but I had to share the gospel with people who studied genetics, because the genetics is really proved the existence of God.
常常我不知道答案，但是我知道问题。
Oftentimes I do not answers, but I know the
question. 所以我就通过问题来挑战人的思想。
I use the questions to challenge people.
感谢主，我们教会成立差不多4年时间，有好些博士、硕士做基因研究啊，做医学研究的人信主。
In the 4 years, a lot of people who were doctors and who had a master's degree, who studied medicine, genetics, they became Christians.
我们这些人信主之后，他们就成为了传福音的力量了。
And though after those people became Christians, they became the strong force to spread the gospel.
他们信主之后，只要有那方面的问题，我就说你去问他。
So. When people had questions related to genetics or medicine, I would point them to those people who had answers.
因为我知道这本书是对的。
Because I know the Bible is truth.
我知道结果。
I know the results.
所以后面那个过程别人可以去做。
So I want to let other people to go through the process.
我们这个教会呢是在一个医学研究中心和一个大学。就成为我们的福音的对象。
The two target population of our church is the people who work in the medical center and also students in Wake Forest University.
我们教会有一半以上有 PhD。
More than half of the members have PhDs.
像这个地方，我们这个四个人洗礼，这个是个小孩子。我看这个地方有，这四个都是 PhD。
So all the four of them have PhDs.
感谢主，真是赐给我很多的机会。
Lord gave me a lot of opportunities.
我们这个教会过去四年当中有好些成长。
And the church grew within the past 4 years.
我最近我们三个礼拜以前刚选了执事。
3 weeks ago, we elected our deacons.
这个教会呢，基本上就开始要立起来。
So the church is going to become.
神给我负担，要在另一个地方去开另一个教会。
And God gave him the burden to start another church.
但是当然开教会是很大的挑战。
Church planting is not easy.
请大家为我祷告。
Just pray for.
但神也赐给我一些机会出去讲道啊这些。但是我的心还是在中国这块土地上。
My whole heart is still in China.
我是你这个地方看不见，我是来自于四川。
I came from Sichuan province.
我的家乡是在成都、重庆中间。
My hometown is between 成都 and 重庆。
这儿有没有四川来的
？Are there any people from 四川
？What？ 这很稀有的，还没有四川来的人呢、啊。你们教会要想四川人传福音了、啊。四川人在趟里肯定有啊，肯定有很多的。我是出生一个穷家庭。
I was born into a poor family. This is a picture of my old house.
这是我的房子，这个泥砖的。
Made of
mud. 你们读圣经的时候看到，以色列人在埃及用草、用泥做泥砖，这种就是这样的。
This is the kind of brick the Israelites made in Egypt.
以色列人是3000多年以前做的，我们现在一样做。
The Israelites made those kind of brick 3,000 years ago, but in China nowadays they are still making.
这是我隔壁邻居。
Those are my neighbors.
这个挑大粪浇菜。这是我的两个邻居，是一辈子，像这些人是一辈子都是在这块土地上，一代一代都是为生存而挣扎的。
So all these neighbors, they really lived on that piece of land, and generation after generation, they just worked to survive.
几年以前，神感动我要回去传福音。
A few years ago, God gave me the burden to spread gospel to in my hometown.
当初我就祷告神啊，你告诉我怎么回去传福音，我怎么传呢？
I prayed to God, asked Him how to do it.
我祷告神，你给我方法吧，因为我原来根本不认识一个基督徒。
I ask God to give me the methods.
当我
approach,
我告诉我也在科学院的导师，原来在科学院地质所的导师，他原来经常给我写信鼓励我的。
My advisor from the Academy of Science often wrote to me.
但是当我告诉他我现在做了基督徒，做了传道人，我不再做弟子了。
When I told him I became a Christian, I became a full-time minister, and I'm not studying geology anymore.
然后我导师后来给我回了一封信。
And my advisor wrote back to me.
从来没有写过这么短的信。
And his letter was not that short
before. 写了就是，好了，你有你的前途了，你今后你走你的阳光道，我过我的独木桥。
Then he said, good, now you have your own future. Now you can walk your own sunny shine road. I will cross my one log bridge.
所以我是感受到他心里很伤心的。
I know my advisor was sad.
我写了一封信给我的妹妹，说我现在做传道人了。
I wrote a letter to my sister and said I became a.
我的妹妹三个月之后回了我一封信。
Three months later, my sister wrote back.
她说：“你是不是在国外很难呐？”
She said, "Was it very hard to live in America?"
现在中国改革开放也好多啦。
And said the things are becoming better now in China.
如果你在那儿觉得很难的话，可以回来呀。
If it's so hard to live there, why don't you just come back?
他差一点没说，你为什么这么难，觉得都去信迷信找安慰了。
She was not really written out. The message was saying, why did you become a Christian to believe something superstitious.
所以当初要我回去传福音，我觉得不知道怎么做。
So when God gave me the burden to share the gospel in China, I did not know what to do.
后来我祷告，神就给没有给我叫我怎么做。
When I prayed, God did not tell me specifically what to do.
但是给我一句话。
And God gave me a Bible verse.
那是在罗马书一章十六节。
Romans 1:16。
保罗说：“我不以福音为耻，福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。”我当初就在想。什么叫以福音为耻啊？神就给我一个感动，你就不要管讲怎么这个方法那个方法，你就告诉别人就好了。
the Bible verse, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jews, then for the Gentiles. So I was asking God, what does it mean not to be ashamed of the gospel? And God told me just to go ahead, share the gospel, and do not worry about what method.
然后回去之后，我就看到。 有些穷孩子确实很穷，上不了学。
When I went back to my hometown, I noticed a lot of poor children could not go to school.
他们需要人帮助。
They needed help.
有些学校也来问我，因为我原来是老师，我上大学之前是一个中学的老师，教数理化的。
Before I went to college, I was a teacher of science and math.
我原来我的同事就带我去看这些学生，他们。
So my colleague took me to visit some students.
他们想到一个从美国来的博士，肯定会有钱的。
They thought a PhD from America must have a lot of money.
所以他们就说，你可不可以帮助这些穷孩子，让他们能够读书？
And they asked me whether I can help the poor children to go to China, go to school.
后来我就说，可以呀。 不过，你知道我是基督徒啊。
Then I said yes, but I have to tell you I'm a Christian.
基督徒帮助你们接不接受？
Do you accept help from a Christian?
当官的说可以。And
the official said, officials of Chinese said yes, as long as you have money.
但是我要告诉他们，我们是基督徒帮助，可不可以？
I asked him. Do you accept helps from Christians?
他说可以。
They said yes.
因为宪法上写了宗教信仰自由啊。
Because the Chinese law says freedom of religion.
啊，我就感谢主。
I was very thankful to.
这样我可以在中国大陆，通过帮助穷孩子，让这些人感受到神的爱。
Because through helping the children, that we can show the love of God.
所以就凭信心在那个时候就答应了，说好，我是没多少钱，但是我知道基督徒是愿意帮助人的。So
by faith, I told them I would help because I told them although I do not have much money, but I know my Christian brothers sisters they are willing to help.
所以在那个时候我就开始说回来我就筹款。 然后从99年那个夏天我回去，然后秋天我就筹款帮助这些人。
So as soon as I came back from my visit in the summer, we started to help children in the fall.
99年开始，我们帮助75个人， 75个小孩子。
So in 99, we helped 75 children.
在那个时候，像这些孩子，刚才这个孩子，他是靠捡垃圾生活的，他的父亲是精神有病。 母亲离家出走，跟奶奶一起生活。This
girl, her father was mentally retarded, and her mother left, so she lived with her grandma, and they lived by picking up trash and garbage.
她十三岁，还没有上学。前年，although she was already 13,
she did not go to school.
前年听说博爱教育基金，别人跟她说博爱教育基金，然后。 我们帮助他13岁开始上一年级。
So then they heard about the Agape Education Fund. They came to look for us, and we were able to help her to start first grade.
我们帮助一个孩子平均180美金交他的学费。如果有些孩子需要生活上的帮助，我们360美金一年帮助一个孩子。
So for tuition scholarship is $118 a year average, and for sponsorship where we gave also give financial support for their living expenses is
$360 a year.
And gradually we started to support more and more students. This year we supported 610 students.
通过这个博爱教育基金，我们公开的讲基督的爱，但是不是开布道会啊。
Through the Agape Education Fund program, we were able to share openly the love of Jesus Christ. Of course, we're not doing crusade meetings.
这些孩子每一个都有他的特别的故事。
Every child has a special story.
这些孩子来自100多个学校。
The children came from more than 100 schools.
这些孩子平时他们生活都是很困难的。
They all, their lives were very hard.
我们给他的帮，给他们的帮助，他们非常的感激。
They were very appreciative of our help.
比如说在去年春节，今年春节的时候，我们在这边筹款，让请这些穷孩子和他们的家人一起来团年，他们非常非常的感激。
For the Spring Festival this year, we raised the fund so the children and their parents could have a Chinese New Year lunch.
这个照片是今年我太太带一人回去的时候，然后颁发这个博爱教育基金给他们颁发之后，然后请这些孩子吃饭，600多个孩子，我们把那个小烫里头的3个餐馆都包下来，然后让他们这些孩子在这吃饭。他们非常的感谢。
This picture is taken in the summer when my wife took a group of Americans to the hometown, and after the ceremony, they treated all the children to lunch.
我们非常注重钱到小孩子的头上，不然的话，中国的贪污实在太厉害。
Handling the money, so the money really go to the children.
我们把钱发出去，每他学校要写收条的。
All the schools will give receipts for the money we give for the scholarship.
每一次我们颁发的时候，我们要请学生到这地方来，然后我们要把它公布出来，学校，然后小孩子的名字，支持多少钱，全都写出来，这小孩子可以看见他得到多少资助。
So we publish all the names and the amount of money they receive on the bulletin, so all the students know how much they are supported.
所以我们通过公开的方式来防止贪污。
So we use this the transparency so to prevent corruption.
所以今天我来的一个目的也是希望在你们教会能够找到有这样的人，有负担的，在你的家乡能够开展这样的施工。
So the one purpose of my trip this time is also look for brothers and sisters who have the same burden to help their neighbors.
我们现在主要是在四川，我看明年我们要向江西发展，但是我的主要的负担是向贵州、云南和其他的西面这些贫穷的地方发展。
We want to extend our ministry to those poor areas like Yunnan, Guizhou.
因为我需要当地的人来调查这些孩子，不然的话，我把钱给出去，究竟给到哪儿了呢？我要找到当地有人。如果你来自这些地方的话，你神给你这样的负担的话，来找我，我希望在这些地方能够发展。
We need people locally who can help to investigate and to help to find out where the money go.
我们也帮助学校，比如说你看这个学校，我的这个总是看不太清楚，不过你那儿看得清就好了。这个你看桌子多破啊，它这个教室里头没有灯，窗户没有玻璃，我们跟他安上玻璃，跟他修了教室，把这些学校装修好。玻璃安上，灯安上，给他买上桌子，学校整个改观。
There are some schools we help with facilities, furniture and basic remodeling of the school.
所以我们帮助这些孩子也见证神的荣耀。那这是另外一个学校。
Through helping these children, want to show the glory of God, the love of God.
我们每次帮助这些或者颁发仪式都有电视台的来采访，把它电视上面放出来。
We invite local media to come whenever we have a ceremony so we can show the program on TV.
我们在电视前面是公开讲我们是基督徒，因着基督的爱 我们才能够爱他人。
So at the ceremony, we openly tell them the love of Christ and why we help. It's because of the love of Christ.
这个学校，另外一个学校，我们也是帮他买上，就是做了这些桌子、凳子，使得这个学校能够改变他们的教学状况。
So there's another school where we provided tables and chairs.
也帮助一些老师。他们的工资，因为他们工资很低，他们才300多人民币一个月。我们帮助他一些，使得这些老师能够安心在这地方教书。
We also help some teachers with some stipends because their salary is only 300 yuan a month.
像这些是家长这里看的这些孩子，如果这个学校我们不帮助了，这个学校整个就关门了。因为现在他们说没有这么多钱来开的，让这学校开着。
Without the help of Agape Way, the school would have been closed.
所以我们见证神的荣耀，但这地方确实是很穷，路也很不好走，要去访问也很困难。但是，有些姊妹、弟兄也去看的。这两个是从 New Jersey 的若果教会的。姐妹和弟兄，他们本身是从上海来的，去看了我们的施工。若果教会后来看了之后，就来支持我们。
These are two co-workers from Rogers Chinese Church. They went to visit the students. You see the muddy road, and it's very far to walk.
你看访问这些房子，有的房子比我的家还破烂。
You see all the some of the houses of.
有些美国朋友也去看
than mine.
去把神的爱带给他们。
We also took some Americans to visit the students.
今年爱军带人过去，然后去访问。有些就帮助穷孩子，他们一对一的帮助，像这个是帮助一个穷孩子，使得他能够读书。
For sponsorship, that's one sponsor and the child she sponsored.
周围的人也看到这些基督徒来帮助。
And often the neighbors would watch when we went to visit them.
这是我们帮助一个特殊教育学校。
This is a special school we support.
我们帮助这个学校为他们建了一个律动室，就是因为这个学校它有聋哑盲学生，还有一些痴呆的学生，所以他们聋哑的学生，他们要锻炼身体，不知道怎么弄。我们在建的这个呢，它这个地下面呢有震荡器，所以一打鼓的时候呢，这个地它可以随着震荡，所以那些孩子啊，他可以随着感受这个震荡，瞎的孩子可以感受到震荡，然后来跳、来蹦、来锻炼、做操。另外有电视，那些有些有眼睛的他可以看电视，然后来一起活动。
This is a dancing room for a special school for the blind and mute.
去年我们帮助37个孩子，这些孩子是聋哑的孩子，我们为他们买助听器，因为他的残余听力，现在助听器好技术呢，可以运用他的残余听力，安上助听器可以听得见。
37 students received hearing aids last year through the fund provided by Agape Way.
我们安这个助听器的时候，你看，这是公开在这儿，电视台也来采访，电视放出来。
That's the time when we gave out the hearing aids. The local TV station came to visit.
今年我们邀请一个教这些带助听器的。这些孩子的一个专家去那面，然后去教这些老师怎么样带这些孩子，教这些孩子。
This year we invited a specialist of deaf education to train the teachers how to use the hearing.
这个是你们看的那个十字架，耶稣在中国那个上面有一个眼瞎的孩子，那个原来这个孤儿院也是我们支持的。
This is Chong Sen who appeared on the cross DVD.
那个孤儿院后来是被关掉了，但是这个孩子呢，现在顺便告诉你们一下，现在是在盲人学校。 他这个孩子特别聪明，他读圣经啊，用盲文读圣经啊，比同龄的孩子读得好得多。
Chong Sheng is blind, and he was in the grace home that was closed by the government. Right now, he's in the school for the blind.
他现在是十岁，去年开始就讲道了。
He's 10 years old and he started to preach when he was 9.
圣经非常的熟悉。
And he memorized a lot of Bible verses.
我们问他，三年以前就问他，你今后你想做什么？他说他要做传道人。
3 years ago when I asked him, what do you want to do when you grow up? He said, I want to be a preacher.
今年我太太带的人过去，后来有一个美国人就是问他，他说你希不希望你的眼睛看见。
This time when my wife took a team to visit him, one of the Americans asked him, do you like your eyes to see?
他说我不希望。
He said no.
为什么？他说我听说有些有眼睛的也很苦闷的，我没有眼睛我很高兴，我也能读也能写，我为什么一定要看见呢？
He said, I heard those of you who can see have a lot of worries.
我们在座的
And now,
可能你眼睛能看见，但是神可能给你其他的负担，你只要承担，是不是神给你的你都乐意接受啊？
So those of us who can see, Do you accept everything God gave to you?
我自己通过这个呢，也有好多在国内讲学的机会，也在国内传福音。通过问题解答呀，跟其他的讲福音。我要快一点了。
So God also gave me opportunity to share the gospel.
这个是刚才我讲的，我的在国内的导师。
This is my advisor.
后来我虽然他不高兴，我回去的时候还是去看他。
Although he was upset,
第一年我去看他的时候，他勉强的，反正接待了我。
I went to visit him.
后来我每年回去，我都去看他。
Reluctant.
我也跟他传福音。他现在也开始读圣经了。
Each time I would go back to visit him and to share the gospel. Now he started to read the Bible.
这张照片上面我还没注意细，这地方还有一本圣经，我送给他的礼物。
That's the Bible I gave to him.
通过这个呢，有带些美国人过去就传福音、教英文、传福音的机会。
Also, we took ESL's team to teach English.
他们那边就有很自由的传福音的机会，虽然是不是跟他们直接的布道。
So all the Americans when they went there, they had the opportunity to share the gospel.
因为我告诉他们，每一个我介绍来的都是基督徒。
Because I told the county officials, everyone I introduce is a Christian.
这个 group 是从这儿去的，是在 Orlando 去的。
This is a team from American church in Orlando.
我没见过这个 team 的，这是 Bobby West， 对 ，Bobby West 他们，对他们带了一个团队，去年去了，今年又去了。
So it's from.A church of Bobby West who took two teams last year and this year.
有好多传福音的机会，他们可以到教室里去跟这些人讲。他们也可以就是跟人家交谈的时候，让别人提问题，也有很多的机会。
So all the teams had opportunities to share the gospel through all different channels.
我们的施工呢是包括两个部分，一个是传福音的这个施工。主要是我在负责。
But our ministry is divided in two parts. One is the gospel ministry.
另一部分呢是我太太负责。
And the other part is my wife is responsible for.
刚才我不是说我太太给我我上帝给我太太一个工作。
I told you God gave my wife a job.
我太太工作了九年之后呢，去年开始来给我一块侍奉。
My wife worked for nine years, and last year she started to join my ministry.
因为我的负担主要是在传福音上面。
Because my burden was really on.
另一个这个帮助穷孩子的这个施工呢，需要人来管理。
And the ministry of helping the children really needs
因为要把它做好的话，需要很多的精力，很多的时间
来做。It takes a lot of time to do it well.
所以现在我太太来做这件事情。
So my wife is right now. It's
两个不同的事工，同一个目的。
The two ministries that is with one purpose.
彰显神的爱，让他的救恩能够给我们的同胞。
To glorify His name, so His salvation will come.To our people.
我们这个组织博爱路呢，有一个 board of directors 是董事会，然后有一个管理团队，另外呢，有些人就作为我们的 advisor， 也给我们一些指导。
So Agape Ways consists of board of directors, a manager team, and the board of advisors.
我们几年前，我们六年以前注册，然后成为一个非盈利性组织。所以我们去年也做了这个 audit， 现在我们有一个正式的非盈利性组织的这个一个身份。
Agape was registered 6 years ago, and after 5 years, we had the audit and became a permanent non-profit organization.
我太太跟我一起来侍奉，这是我一家人。今天来的两个小的小孩，另外两个大的呢是在上大学。
We brought two of our children, while two older ones are in college.
最后，我想跟大家讲一个故事。
I will end with a story.
虽然是时间已经过了，但是我还是要讲这个故事。这个是我的邻居的一个孩子。
This is a daughter of my neighbors.
她的父亲比我大两岁。
And her father was2 years older than me.
他自己读了书，后来读了大学之后，回到我原来上高中那个学校教书教物理。
She went to college and went back to my alma mater, high school to teach physics.
两年多以前，他从四楼跳下来，要自杀。
About 2 years ago, she jumped from fourth floor, wanted to commit suicide.
只有四楼，所以没有沙尘。
So she did not kill herself.
但是下面一部分瘫痪了。
But she was paralyzed from waist down.
两年以前，2004年的6月19号，我跟我太太去看她。
2 years ago, on June 19th, my wife and I went to share the gospel with her.
当初我就问她，你为什么要自杀？
I asked her, why did she commit suicide?
她就说，人生没有意义。
Because she answered, there was no meaning for life.
她原来是学生，从高中到大学，是学生的头脑，后来一进到社会以后，看到人心多么的污秽。
She was a college student after her graduation, and she started to work, and she started to find out the darkness of the society.
后来在那地方，我就跟她讲耶稣，讲神的爱。
We shared Jesus and shared the love of Christ.
她就接受了耶稣作为救主。
And she accepted Jesus Christ as her savior.
没有神，不信神的人再去思想。不找神去看人的话是很危险的。
If for a non-Christian, if you want to find meaning, you want to think about meaning of life, it's very dangerous.
就是在那一天，我向这个女孩子传福音的时候，就是在那一天，2004年6月19号。
On the same day when I was sharing the gospel with this young lady,
我的高中同学的一个女儿。就跳到一个水库里头自杀了。
The daughter of my high school classmate jumped into a lake and committed suicide.
她的妈妈跟到后头看着她跳下去无能为力。
Her mother was chasing her, following her all the way, saw her jumping into the lake, but she could not save her.
你知道最近看到一个资料，说中国现在每年企图自杀的有100多万。
And we have, there's a statistic report saying every year attempted suicide, the number of people who attempted suicide is 1 million people.
而自杀成功的每年有25万以上，这是官方的统计数据。
According to the official statistics, and who were successful with suicide was 250,000.
当然，我们在这个地方环境很好。
We live here in the United States. We have a good environment.
特别是我们是基督徒，我们有神。
As Christians, we have God.
但是神给我的负担是在这块土地上。
But God has given me the burden for the land of China.
不管你是什么公民，什么卡，但是神让你在这个地方，不只是为你自己，神可能给你有不同的护照。
So whether what kind of citizenship you have or what kind of card you have.
神可能让你做很好的工作，挣很多的钱，但是神要你传福音给你的同事，给你的朋友。
God made you a Chinese. He must have a burden of for you, a mission for you to share the gospel wherever you are.
今天神可能要你思想你怎么样能够把神的爱传给你的邻居，传给你的家人，甚至在国内的同事，你愿不愿意？
God may have given you the burden to share the gospel with your neighbors, your co-workers, even your neighbors in China and your co-workers in China, or your friends, your relatives.
愿神祝福大家。
Are you willing?
有一个顺服的心。
May God grant us each of us an obedient heart.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的。
If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
愿我们每一个基督徒都成为新造的人，从里到外都是新的。
May each Christian become a new creation, new from inside out.
如果你今天还没有信，
If you're not a Christian,
神祝福你，让你成为新造的人。
May God bless you so you will become a new creation.
当你成为一个新造的人之后，你就成为一个真正有自由的人。
When you become a new creation, you will really become a truly free person.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless each of us.